the story of Kanga and Baby Roo.
Isn't Christopher Robin in it?
Oh, yes, Pooh, and so is Piglet and Rabbit.
How about me?
Oh, you too, of course, Pooh, and don't forget your special hum.
I remember. Rum dum diddle lum.
No, Pooh. No, you only hum when you signal the turn of the page. Now, let's get all set to jump into the story. Nobody seemed to know where Kanga and Baby Roo came from. Pooh didn't know. So he went over to Piglet's house and he found Rabbit there. And they all talked about it.
Here are we. You, Pooh, and you, Piglet, and Rabbit, that's me. And suddenly...
And Eeyore.
And Owl.
And Owl. And Eeyore. I was forgetting Eeyore.
Yes, Pooh. Here we are, and then one morning, we find a strange animal among us. An animal who jumps through the forest, carrying her family about in her pocket.
Rum dum diddle rum dum dum.
Rabbit was talking about Kanga, who really did carry her Baby Roo in her pocket.
Suppose I carried my rabbit family with me in my pocket. How many pockets would I need?
16.
17, isn't it, Piglet? And one more for a handkerchief? That's 18.
I make it 15.
15 what, Pooh?
Your family.
What about them?
Aren't you talking about your family?
Never mind, Pooh. The question is, what do we do about Kanga?
Well, Rabbit had the answer. They would steal Baby Roo and hide him. And when Kanga asked for Roo, they'd all say, aha.
Aha, aha, aha. You know, Rabbit, we could say aha even if we didn't steal Baby Roo.
Pooh, you haven't any brain. We say aha, so Kanga knows we know where Baby Roo is. Aha means we'll tell her where Baby Roo is if she goes away from the forest.
Rum dum diddle diddle rum dum dum.
Rabbit had a plan to capture Baby Roo, but the adventure would be impossible without Pooh or Piglet.
Impossible without me, huh? That's sort of a bear.
Well, Rabbit, what do I do?
Well, Piglet, when Roo has jumped out of Kanga's pocket, Pooh will talk to Kanga and get her to look the other way.
And then?
Then you, Piglet, jump into Kanga's pocket. Kanga won't discover the difference till afterwards because you're a very small animal, like Roo.
Rabbit felt very good about the plan, but Piglet wasn't too sure.
What about afterwards, when Kanga does discover the difference?
Then we all say, uh-huh.
Are you sure Kangas aren't one of the fiercer animals? It's very foolish to say uh-huh to one of the fiercer animals.
Kangas are fierce only during the winter months. Now come, we'll all go out to look for Kanga.
Rum dum diddle rum dum dum.
Kanga and Roo were spending a quiet afternoon together. Roo was practicing very small jumps as Pooh and Piglet and Rabbit came stumping up the hill.
Good afternoon, Kanga.
Good afternoon, Pooh.
Look at me jumping.
Hello, Roo, my little fellow.
Hello. Look at me jumping.
We were just going home. Good afternoon, Rabbit. Good afternoon, Piglet.
Pooh, talk to Kanga. Make her look the other way.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Kanga, have you noticed the tree right over there?
No. Now, Roo, dear, jump into my pocket and we'll go home.
I can see a bird in it from here. Or, is it a fish?
It isn't a fish, it's a bird.
What do you think, Kanga?
At last, Kanga turned her head to look, and off scampered Rabbit with Roo in his paws. And into Kanga's pocket jumped Piglet.
Rum dum diddle rum dum dum.
Now, Piglet inside Kanga's pocket felt just like Roo to Kanga, so she said goodbye, and in three large jumps, she was gone. Inside Kanga's pocket, Piglet was sure he was flying. As Kanga went up, Piglet said,
ow!
As Kanga came down, Piglet said,
ow!
And he said,
ow, 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 ow!
All the way to Kanga's house. When Kanga unbuttoned her pocket, she saw what had happened. She knew Christopher Robin would never let any harm happen to Roo, so she said to herself,
"If they are having a joke with me, I'll have one with them."
She picked up Piglet and said,
"Roo, dear, bedtime."
Aha!
Bath first.
Aha!
A cold bath.
A bath? Gaggle, I must tell you.
Funny little Roo. Yes, dear, and imitating Piglet's voice, too. So clever of you.
Rum dum diddle rum dum dum.
Kanga continued to pretend that Piglet was Roo.
Can't you see I'm Piglet? Look at me.
If you go on making faces like Piglet's, you'll grow up to look like Piglet. Now I'll rub you dry, then your medicine.
At that moment, Christopher Robin came in.
Christopher Robin, tell Kanga I'm not Roo.
You can't be Roo. I've just seen Roo playing in Robert's house.
Fancy my making a mistake like that.
There you are, I'm Piglet.
Oh, you're not Piglet. Piglet is quite a different color. I suppose you're a poodle. Henry Poodle, for sure.
Well, Henry Poodle Piglet managed to wriggle out of Kanga's arms and roll all the way to his own home so as to get his own nice, comfortable color again. As for Kanga and Baby Roo, they stayed in the forest and became very friendly with Pooh and Piglet and Rabbit, and they were all happy again.
This is Christopher Robin.
And Pooh.
Turn the records.
And the book
upside down. For another story.